Podcast edition. Podcasting. Who would have ever thought? Well, thank you for tuning in to what is probably the 16th, 17th edition of the World Rider Podcast. I'm standing out here on the balcony of my hotel in Rio de Janeiro. It's early July, and it's been months since we've posted a podcast on this site. So with just a tad time to kill as the waves crash here on Copacabana Beach, I want to switch gears and bring the time machine here to the World Rider website and move back in time to just around Thanksgiving 2006. Move back the time machine to 2006 Thanksgiving, where Andy Teagues, my friend from Texas and Minnesota, or both, and I journeyed on to the Salar de Uyuni, long a dream of mine, to get on the largest salt flat of the world. So I'll be catching up on the blog and certainly the podcast, because there's plenty of audio here that I've captured on the journey down to Ushuaia and all the way up here to Rio de Janeiro. So sorry for the big long delay, and I'm going to kind of get this one out quick, so it may not have the production value that you've come to expect from some of these podcasts, but you've got to hear Andy and I on the Salar de Uyuni. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned for more. Okay, well, I guess it's this is a pretty important time to bring a new podcast, I guess, here to the World Rider site, and I'm standing right now on the largest salt flat in the world. That's right, I am in the Salar de Uyuni. Andy Teagues is with me. We finally got out of Uyuni today at about 10:30, 11, and took a pretty heavily washboarded gravel road to Colchani, which is kind of where the road, that the ramp, if you will, that gets you onto the salt flat. But it's about 8 o'clock right now. The wind is barely 5 miles an hour. Temperature, it's brisk. I've got like 4 layers on. The sun set about an hour ago. We cooked ourselves up some, some REI food that we had and ate it right out of the bag. We're drinking Pasena beer, and we're looking at an impressive array of stars. And as the last light of the sun kind of disappears, darker and darker behind the horizon, there's a sliver, a fingernail sliver, if you will, of the moon, and the rest of it is it's amazing. It's a huge amount of stars, and every minute passes, more stars appear, and to the north there are, looks like, 2 or 3 lightning storms. But yeah, we're here on the Salar de Uyuni. Andy, you know, I can't just talk about this. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, if you like looking at the night sky, this is probably one of the premier places on Earth to do it. You know, the altitude is high, so you're not looking through that much atmosphere. It's as remote as you can conceive of, so there's definitely no light pollution from nearby city or anything like that. Really looking forward to letting it get a little darker for another hour or so till it gets pitch black, and there's probably as many stars out right now as I've ever seen, and it's not even full dark yet.
He hit the nail on that head. You know, we calculated our elevation here to be somewhere between 13,300 or so.
Just over 12,000.
Oh, just over 12,000. Just over 12,000 feet. We've picked a place. We heard that the wind can pick up and be a little nuisance on our tents, and we picked a small little island that kind of floats out of the salt here. There's a spattering of cacti and big boulders and, you know, desert vegetation. And we've kind of in a little cove, if you will, here. But as we look out to the west, you know, we can see a few other little islands, but the salt goes on forever. And the stars, even as I talk, more appear. And the lightning storm keeps going, but there's not a single cloud in the sky. Riding on the salt flat, it's kind of a spooky experience because it's, Andy, you know, we stopped at one point and says to me, yeah, this, I can't help, you know, he's from Wisconsin, and thinking that it's snow, and as I was on it, you know, the part of the tracks where a lot of the Jeep tours go, it gets kind of a little worn and has that kind of gray ice looking feel, and but you can crank it up, you know, sometimes you see a little like pothole, which is probably just from traffic, sometimes with a little water in it. But we spent the afternoon, and what's so amazing is this is such a vast, expansive, you know, plain. And I mean, you can almost see the curvature of the earth. And when we're riding towards a destination, whether it's one of these islands or there's a volcano that we actually stepped into a little village, it looks like you're going to be there in 2 minutes, but you keep driving, riding, and riding, and riding, and never seem to arrive, yet it looks like it's right there. Isn't that right, Andy? What do you think about that riding experience?
Yeah, one of our first destinations when we got out on the salt is what they refer to as an island here, you know, which is a hill rising out of the salt plain. And due to the curvature of the earth, we couldn't see this island when we first got onto the salt, but as we rode towards it, first you could see the top, and there's absolutely no sense of scale. You know, I had the sensation that it was a half a mile away and I was going to have to roll off the throttle soon, and half an hour later we still weren't there. And you'll see when you look at some of the pictures we took that are not photoshopped, but we're just able to do it because there's such a expansive pure white and there's no sense of scale at all. It's a very strange experience.
Yeah, and as those of you who've been reading and knowing how much that it was here on the way to this particular place, or lugar, as they like to say in Espanol, that I broke my leg and 9 months waiting to get here, and even having a point in time in Santa Cruz thinking that I would not get here due to having to wait to have the ankle heal and the weather turn on me. And but you know what? There's been a little bit of rain since we've been in here. I did go out on a Jeep tour, and we got a spattering of rain there. But looking at these stars, I can't even imagine rain, because where would it come from? Yesterday, there was lots of clouds. But tonight, it's crystal clear. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know what I can really add, except that, you know, it's a place that, you know, is unlike any place I've ever been. You know, if you like the sky, and if you just like as remote a wilderness as you can think of, but when I say wilderness, it to me, that implies forest and that kind of thing, and this isn't like that at all. It's, you know, a completely barren landscape, but you know, has its own beauty.
It's kind of like being in the middle of the Mojave Desert with no vegetation, and yet, you know, you have the, you know, desert mountains and buttes, although we don't have any butte-shaped mountains here. We have a volcano, more lightning, and all I can say is, even as remote and wilderness and desolate as it is, it's amazingly beautiful. So, cheers, Andy, to
thanks, Alan.
Getting to the Salar.
Have a Pisania.
Yeah, Pisania. Rock. World Rider, the podcast edition. Podcasting. Who would have ever thought?